Successful Relationships by Rabbi Abraham Twersky quotes. Controlling others is morally wrong. The Talmud says that whereas GD controls everything in the universe, he does not control a person's ethical and moral behavior, Barachos 33b. GD allows people to have free choice to behave as they wish. If relinquishing control is good enough for GD, who does have the ability to control people's behavior, it should certainly be good enough for human beings who cannot control what others do. Obviously, there are exceptions. Some adolescents who are admitted for treatment had been using drugs for several years. The parents did not choose to ignore this. Rather, they were in denial. When things were missing from the home, they could not think it possible that their son had taken them to sell for money to buy drugs. Such denial delays treatment. Consulting a child psychologist when the child has a behavior problem is better than nothing, but it is really too late. It is difficult to undo damage that has resulted from faulty parenting. Inasmuch as there is generally no formal education on parenting in schools, it is crucial that young newlyweds begin to receive training in parenting before they have children. If a person is unable to do something and you help him do it, that is chesed. If he can do it himself but wants you to do it for him, that is not chesed. This can be seen by the mitzvah of helping a person take the load off his beast of burden. The Torah says, assist him in doing it, Exodus 23 verse 5, which means that he does his share and you help him. If, however, he sits idly by and says, you have the mitzvah, so you do it, then it is not a mitzvah. Doing things for others that they can do for themselves, unless there is a legitimate reason, encourages them to be dependent. Some men, probably because of feelings of inferiority, may misinterpret the wife's desire to be with her family as a reflection of her love for him. If she really loved me, why would she still need to be with her family so often? It is foolish to make an unreasonable demand for the wife to have no other needs in the world except for the relationship with her husband. If you have to correct a coworker, be careful that you do not do so in a way that may aggravate his feelings of incompetence. You might start by asking him to show you how something is done, and then say, oh, I thought that this way might be better. What do you think?